We're learning Tois Vesyomi. We're in Maseches Kiddushin on page 77, Daf Ayin Zayin, Amud Beis, page B. And we are learning the second Tois Ves, Prat L'Kayhin Gadol, Shebo Alachai Seyomono. Very interesting case, because this is actually Kayhin Gadol, whose sister was an Almona. And you know that Kayhin Gadol is forbidden. Kayhin Gadol is the high priest. He has several restrictions that other people don't have. He cannot marry anybody. For the prime example, he cannot marry a widowed woman. And actually, her sister is widowed. But you know that a sister is not allowed to marry anyway nobody. And this is an Isur Kares. So it's a very strict thing that you don't marry your sister. It's one of the areas, one of the forbidden relations listed by the Torah. So don't marry your own sister. But this Kayhin Gadol actually married it, and there is a case when the Gemara needs it. Basically, I will present you the most important concepts for this Tosfos. Main concept, central concept of this. Isur Chal al Isur, which is a general rule, general machlokes, general argument amongst the sages, whether is it possible that one should get for several sins several punishments, even though these sins are resembling each other very much, so they're really not that different. So one could argue that, hello, I admit that I committed several sins, but they are so much similar that really I should not get. A good example is Shabbos, where every child knows, because it's in Shabbos Mishnayos, that you have these 39 forbidden works, melachas, for Shabbos, and you... and these are like separate categories. So if you're transgressing one category, then you committed one transgression. If you commit another transgression, then maybe there are several conditions that you can say that this was already the same, or you can say that it's a continuation. So it's a general machlokes, it's a general argument about isur chal isur, and there are several flavors. Basically, two flavors that you get this rule in today's Tosfos. First is Isur Mosif al Isur. What is Isur Mosif al Isur? Meaning it's an additional sin. So logic dictates, reason dictates, that if you commit one sin, and then you commit a bigger sin, and an even bigger sin, and an even bigger sin, then you should be really punishable for it, because you made it worse, which is very interesting. Because if these sins are having the same punishment, then this means that you mind the order. The order is very important here, plays a very important role. The example which is listed in the Gemara is if you have a woman who... there are several prohibited women for a Kohen Gadol. There are actually four. And I'm sure that everybody here, maybe you didn't notice them before, but I'm sure that everybody here can put these four in order. It's very simple, actually. You have Almono, Gerusho, Vechalalo, Zoino. This is the order given by the Torah. But this is not just you know it because you heard it when the Baal Korah read it on Shabbos. It's not the situation. Rather, you can put it in order because the order is very reasonable. Almana is something very light. Actually, anybody can marry an almana. Actually, it's a big mitzvah to marry the almana, because the almana is actually sad that she is alone. So the Kohen Gadol cannot marry, because it's a special stringency only for the Kohen Gadol, and there's only one Kohen Gadol. Then you have Gerusha. Gerusha is already not so good. Gerusha is already for Kayanim. Any Kayan cannot marry a Gerusha, and you feel that, okay, so it's not good to divorce. Anybody can agree. Not a nice concept. Okay, there are situations when this helps not to make it worse. But one feels that it has something negative of it. These are just feelings. The Gemara makes these feelings very, very specific. It gives you nafkamina. It gives you to every step, and every step and step, it gives you several situations when the higher step has the issur, the lower step doesn't, but we don't go through it. You can have it in the Gemara. I just want to present the concept, the two basic concepts that Tosfos is dealing with, because this is necessary for us. Issur moisif al issur, and the issur kalve, issur hamur, which seems to be similar, but Tosfos makes a point to distinct these two directions, because it's also in the Gemara, it's just put in that you have this and you can use this in such a situation to solve a problem, but Tosfos makes it very clear and very nice and gives an order. So I just want to present how it works. So and as a gift, you will also know how to put in order all the prohibitions for the Kohen Gadol. So first is the Almana, which is the lightest one, and then comes the Gerusha, which is everybody feels that it's not so good to be a divorcee. And then comes Halalo, which means there was already a prohibition committed here. The Halalo is a child of a forbidden relation for Kayanim, especially. So this is already something serious. And there is Zayna. Zayna is really no good. Zayna meaning, Zayna is a woman who was together with somebody who is prohibited to everybody. Everybody meaning not just Kayanim. Every Jew. So if you commit this, if you have a woman who was first Almana, then Gerusha, then Halala, then Zayna, meaning the order is increasing, then this means that you will bring Isur Maisif Al Isur. Even though this Kohen Gadol married only once. But the woman had the Isurim in an increasing sequence, which is not the case if you had the same woman in decreasing sequence. First she was a Zoyna, and then she has first the most severe prohibition on her, and then she can do anything what she wants. This will only mean to her prospective Kohen husband a single prohibition, a single Avera, a single sin. Okay, so this is the concept of Isur Moisif Al Isur. You have Isur Halal Isur, which is a general case. There is a special case of Isur Halal Isur. And there is a case of Isur Kal, Isur Hamor, which is... the idea here is, I think it's somewhat similar, that if there are several... You know, the Torah matches to every kind of prohibition the level of the prohibition, and in terms of punishment. So a severe punishment implies a severe sin. So if you're being adding a severe, a more severe thing, then there is more reason to say Isur Halal Isur. And this is actually how the Gemara in his first approach understands the opinion of the Chachamim. There is a machlokes between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim whether Isur Hal Al Isur or not. Rabbi Shimon holds no, Isur doesn't Hal Al Isur. Rabbanon says, the rabbis are saying that it is actually Isur Hal Al Isur, but only in a case of Isur Kal and Isur Hamur, because it's a stricter kind of Isur, then it is punishment is being meted out at the second time, additionally to the first one, but not Isur Hamur, Isur Kar, one Chal, and Isur Hamur. This is what we would feel, that you have you already committed something strict, and then something lighter comes, and this is already not jumping through the threshold. Of being adding a new Isur. So you heard the two concepts, and I think that you would assume that the two are very similar. And actually, I want to present, I already presented a case of Isur Moisif Al Isur. Let me just present, as to finish this introduction, the case of the Isur Kal Iser Chomor. Okay, so for this you have to know what was the exact case of Rabbi Shimon and Rabbonim who are arguing about Iser Chalal Iser, because this case was restricted in the Gemara. This is actually Yom HaKippurim, when one is forbidden to eat. And if you eat, you have to know for sure which level of the transgression do you transgress. Eating on Yom Kippur is kares. Kares is a special type of death penalty which is not executed in Beis Din, rather God does his job. This is the concept of kares, which is kind of strict punishment. It's stricter than a sin. It is considered, I think, it's sometimes it's stricter maybe than lashes. But for sure, that if somebody commits punishment, this is executable by Beis Din, then this is more hamor. Then it's not just like theory that, okay, so God will punish you, God will kill you. No, we will kill you. This is more strict for sure. And this is the Isser of eating on Yom Kippur. But what if somebody eats Nevela on Yom Kippur? What is the level of eating Nevela? Nevela is a simple prohibition of the Torah. And for every prohibition that you have in the Torah, which for you don't have written, which punishment does it have? For example, Nevela, then you have lashes. Okay. Lashes are not that strict, that kares. So what's the case of eating Nevela on Yom Kippur? It's really two sins involved here. One is more strict than the other. Eating is more strict because it is punishable by kares, and eating Nevela is punishable by lashes. So what's the case here? Is it Isur Chalal Isur? I think that since this was the case that Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbonim are arguing about whether Isur Chalal Isur or not, really, if you say Isur Chalal Isur, this means that you have lashes and you have kares. Okay, kares, you have no nafkamina. This is... You have to know that if you don't want to commit a sin punishable by kares, because it's good for you that you know. It's like information. But Beis Din doesn't have such a job here. By lashes, it does. It has the job to punish you. And if you say Isur Chalal Isur, it's very nice because Beis Din have to give lashes. If you say Isur not Chalal Isur, that was the case, then maybe you don't have to do the lashes because you say that the first Isur was eating, and eating is punishable already by Kares. And this, if you say Isur is not Chalal Isur, which is the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, then you have to know what does Rabbi Shimon do. If you go to Rabbi Shimon's Beis Din with such a case, then what's the din? What to do? Do you give lashes or not? Okay, let's see. The Tanya. It's the third white line in the Gemara. The Tanya, Rabbi Shimon, I'm here. Ha'aychel nevela b'yom kippurim. Okay, so somebody eats a nevela on Yom Kippurim. Potter meaning, okay, so it's Ein Isur Chalach Ala Isur. So first Isur was eating. Second Isur, it seems to be, I don't know how he put it in order, but at the end he did. So now we know already the order of it. Second Isur was Isur Nevela, but this makes a problem, I think, because which one is more stringent, strict? I think that, okay, so far I thought that Isur Kares is more stringent, so, and this really should be an Isur Kal and Isur Hamor. But this way I wouldn't understand, because Rabbanim are saying that no, you are only punishing in a case of Isur Hamor or Isur Kar, because you have to, this is how you remind, this is how you remember to it. You have to step a big step, or you don't have, you mustn't. But in order to punish, there should be a big step on the measure of sins. If it's a small step forward, it is not being punished. It's your color, it's not punishable, not as punishable as Isur Chamura, Isur Kar. Okay. So let's see. Then Rabbi Shimon Amir, Ha'ichel Nevela Be'yam HaKippurim, Potur, De'i Rabbanan, Ha'amre. So what do Rabbar say? Isur Chal Isur. So Rabbanim are saying, Isur, Amel Isur. Yes, the question is really here. The question is really here, and I presented this the last case, then I present, then we put it all together. The last case is this Kohen Gadol marrying the Almana. So what's the case here? I think I already told you the case. Kohen Gadol is marrying sister who is an Almana. So this is Isur Chal Isur. Okay, so which one do you think it is? Isur Chamor or Isur Kal? Which one comes first? Actually, these are two very good examples, both the case of Kohen Gadol and both the case of someone who is eating on Yom Kippurim, because this is not like the previous case was that you marry somebody who was first Zayno Halalo. So this is not the case, because there you had a specific order of the events. Here you don't have. I don't know. So it's still a question for me. How will you decide the order if you don't have a time ordering? Okay, so what was this here about eating on Yom Kippurim? Maybe you can say that first came the eating and then came the vela, because in the first place you ate. The second question is, first question, what did you do? I ate. Second question, what did you eat? Navela. Okay, so in this way I could force it to be as first Isur was eating and second Isur was Navela. Okay, but what the case in the Kohen Gadol? Kohen Gadol is very nice. Because first she was her sister. And then she became an almoner. Okay, and which one is the more stringent? Which is Isur Kal and which is Isur Chamor? Let me see. What is the punishment for marrying sister? It's Chorus, I think. And what is the punishment for marrying Almona? It's the lashes. Okay, so now it's Isur Chamor and Isur Kal. Very nice. Okay, so the question is whether do we have the reverse order in two cases, because this is what how we are planning to do the differentiation, the chiluk between the two cases, in order to establish this story according to both opinions. So one has to go through it again and again and again to understand it really good. So it means, in the case of a Kohen Gadol, she married. Okay, so let's imagine if it were two events. First she married her sister, and this was already Isur Chamor. Okay, so Isur Chamor, no, Isur Chamor, Isur Kal. Okay, so here, if Rabbanim really go with this Isur Kal, Isur Chamor business, this means that they will say, no, it's only one punishment for such a case. Okay, so we remember one, like Rabbonim. Yes? And the other case was eating on Yom Kippur. What was this? First you ate? It's a problem. It looks the same. Because first you ate. And if you ate, this was called really chorus. Oh, you ate Nevela, this is also lashes. So far, it looks like the same situation. Okay. So, let's review the Gemara. Now, I think we have all together. We see the Gemara first, maybe Rashi, and then we go to Tosfos. Tane kameru Rav Sheshes. It's in the last narrow line. There was an old guy There were such people in the ancient times whose job was to remember to all the teachings, because there were a lot of teachings. And this was not the job of the rabbis, because the rabbis had a lot of job anyway. So there were, this was a separate chap. And Rav Sheshes was the rabbi who was listening to this teaching. And she was, and Rav Sheshes was was astounding. Who said this? Who said this? He said something, he said a teaching, which he remembered, and he wanted to identify the source. And this guy didn't know the source, he was not a rabbi. He was just a guy learning a lot, and translation said, reciter of brightness. So this was his job. And he said, in front of Rosh Hashanah, kol sheu beikach, hari hu belayikach, kol sheinai beikach, einai belayikach. All those who are in the category of yikach, those are the ones who are in the category of loyikach, kol sheinai beikach, einai belayikach. Okay, so two things are interrelated. Basically, it says there is a pasuk in the Torah which says, which lists all these four prohibitions for a kohen gadol, and this is loyikach, and then it says he should really marry he should isha bifsoleha. He should marry a virgin woman. A woman in her virginity he should marry. Kohen Gadol. Okay? So he says the two are interrelated. We will see in a moment in what sense they are interrelated. It says, Prat l'Kohen Gadol shebo alachay sayamono. This excludes a case of a Kohen Gadol shebo alachay sayamono who went with his sister who was an almona. So what is this? Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, kol sheu beikach, vehu isha bifsuleha yikach. Okay, Rashi cites the pasuk. So the kohen gadol should marry a woman in her virginity. Vesamich le almona ugrusha chalala vazayna la yikach. And it says, these should you don't marry, this should you marry. So what is this together? What kind of teaching can we derive from this? Putting together, which is anyway a good question. If you read the Torah and you see that it's like repetitive, then you must ask such a question. So now you can be grateful to this old guy that he teaches you actually the correlation between the two. It says, "Lo yikach kol she'at kareba keshehi besula yikach." So all those that kol she'at kareba shekeshe besula yikach. The Re'uyach L'Kayen Gadol. So if you have a girl who is in her virginity, she was actually fit to be the wife of the Kayen Gadol. Yeshnaim Be'bal Yikach. Imo Yisrael Mono. So in such a case is the prohibition only in this case. So it is coming to exclude something. What does it exclude really? So what is this? She'enoi loike aleho. Okay. So bifsuleo. So the key word was this in her virginity. What was with this sister of the Kohen Gadol in her virginity? Was she really fit for to be wife of Kohen Gadol? Of course not. Of course not. Even in her virginity, she was the sister of the Kohen Gadol. So she is not in the parsha of Yikach. So she's really not in the parsha of Loikach. Okay. So now what if they are married? Then there is no Loikach here. Because she was not in the parsha of Yikach. Okay. Very nice. So what? What's the conclusion of this case? Okay, so she was not in the parsha of Yikach, hence she's not currently in the parsha of Loikach. Therefore, there is no Loikach involved here. There is no punishment of lashes here. There is the punishment, which is the general punishment. I don't know which one, either death by Beis Din or the death by hand of God. And that's from the Shamayim. For sure, you have. Because you took your sister. But actually, this could not be the loika. And it's I think it's not only Kohen Gadol, even a Kohen Hedyet, who is forbidden to marry, divorcee, same thing could be said, but really it could not be said because the pasuk itself was speaking about the Kohen Gadol. So really, this is the only case that you have. Okay, so that's why he says, Kohen Gadol Shamona. Okay, very nice teaching. So I just finished Rashi. Yes, prat le kayen gadol sheina loike aleo. So this kayen gadol won't get lashes because it's really not was in the parsha neither in parsha fikach nor in parsha loikach. Mishum iser kiyuna, no iser kiyuna here. Ela mishum iser achaisai. There is arayas being transgressed here, but no iser kiyuna involved here. Yes, that's it. And now comes Rav Sheshes. Now the rabbi comes and says, let's analyze what this guy said. Amarle, the Amarlecha, Mane. Who is this? Who is the author of this teaching actually? Where does this teaching come from? What is the source? Mane. Who is this? Rabbi Shimane. Okay, it's Rabbi Shimon. The Omar Ein Isur Chalal Isur. Very nice. It's Ein Isur Chalal Isur. Now we're in trouble because we have two sources. You have the Pasuk, you have the Yalfusa, which is learning from the text of the Torah itself, and you have the general principle. Maybe you can say something like this general principle is actually possible to learn from here. Anyway, this rabbi applies what he learned about Isur Chalal Isur, that this is actually the Shittas of Rabbi Shimon, in Isur Chalal Isur. So he already had the Isur, which was the Isur Achaisai, and then later on, this was the Isur of Almanas. Okay, the Tanya Rabbi Shimon Aymer, the Eichel Nevela Bayam Kippurim Potter. The Rabbanon, so it cannot be Rabbanon. Why it cannot be Rabbanon? Amre Isur Chalal Isur. Okay, they said Isur Chalal Isur. It cannot be Rabbanon. And then he says, no, it can be even Rabbanon. Afilu Teima Rabbanon. Even this can be with Rabbanon. Even Rabbanon can say this, because if you think about it, yes, it's very good. Because when did they said, Afilu Teima Rabbanon Isur Chalal Isur? When did they said Isur Chalal Isur? Hanei Mila Isur Chamur Al Isur Chal. If a bigger Isur comes to a smaller Isur, then you have Isur Chalal Isur. Now it wasn't so. Which seems to imply that in the case of Yom HaKippurim it was so. Okay, so now I have to correct myself regarding the case of Yom HaKippurim. Because in the case of Yom HaKippurim it looks like the first Isur was the less Hamur one. And Rabbi Shimon says that there is no Isur at all. This is just not a concept, it says, according to this version. So Rabbi Shimon says, even though... Okay, so... What is this more stringent one? Okay, really, I'm... Okay, so really, I have to see the level of this Isurim involved here in Yom Kippur. Eating on Yom Kippur is karas. Okay, eating nevela, I thought it's love. And which was one? First, if you have first the love, then it's first an Isur Kal, and you have to give lashes. Okay, so it says Potter Mikoris. Yes. Really, you have to read the Braise correctly. And this gives it straight. Okay, so case is that Potter Mikoris. So what does Rabbi Shimon says according to Rashi? He says he's on Potter Mikoris. He ate Nevela. Well... Then you give lashes. But Ein Isur Chalal Isur, the Isur of Yom HaKippurim doesn't fall. Maybe you can reason like this, that first it was an Isur Nevela, and then later on came the Isur of Yom HaKippurim. Okay, this is now we're straight. Now we're straight off. Because you have this Nevela here, and this was forbidden from the time that it was a Nevela. It was never permitted, actually. You cannot eat it while it is living.
for sure, it's obvious, and then it did, but not in a kosher shechita, so it never became permitted, so don't eat it, never. It was forbidden anyway. So you have first the Isser Nevela here, which is the Isser Kal, which is lashes, so he gives the lashes for sure. But you have the second Isser, which is Isser Chamor. And Rabbonim say, yes, he gets the Isser Chamor, because it's an Isser Chamor, so he gets Isser Kares even. So this is what I said, it is just really informative for you to know that you have a Kares. It's good to know. It's not good to have, but good to know. And good to know also, if you learn it, then it's good that you know not to do it, because it involves a punishment of Kares, so you won't do. So it's really Isser Kares. And the rabbi is saying, this is Isur Hamor, and this came later on, because Yom Kippur came. First it was an Avela, it was Isur Osur anyway, and then came the Isur Kores, which is an Isur Hamor, and it came later on, and added on it, and then we're straight on the path. Okay, so that's the end. Okay, let's see Taisves. Taisves says, Prat l'ka yengada shabalecha yisrael mona, teima maiki yomar besamach de Rabbi Shimon leisle isur chalal isur. Really, it's a good question about Rabbi Shimon. So what did we learn about Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon, we learned, eima de isur chal isur leisle. Okay, so we learned that Rabbi Shimon doesn't have the concept of isur chalal isur, and therefore he says, no chorus, because there was already an isur of lashes, and that's it. Okay, let's assume that this is correct. But, it says, isur moisif isle, there is this additional concept that we learned, which is isur moisif. We said, you have these two similar things, isur chal, isur chamor, and Rabbanim are having isur chamor is a big step. This you have, isur kal is not being added to an isur chamor. Okay, this we understood very nicely, but we learned another similar concept. And how do you know Rabbi Shimon doesn't have the isur moisif as well? I'm convinced. He doesn't have this isur kal, isur chamor business. And by the way, you could ask, and I think that this is what real Taisves asked, what's the difference? Isur kal, isur chamor, isur moisif is really, currently, it's just question of how do you call it? Isur kal, isur chamor, isur moisif. Okay, so let's understand the depth of it. Okay, so if you assume that Rabbi Shimon has the concept of isur moisif, for sure you have to find the nafkamina. This was the soul of an isur chamor, for isur moisif, that you have to find a case when you have an additional sin being committed by eating on Yom Kippurim, the Nevela. Okay, so what is this? No, sorry. It's not the case of Nevela. In the case of Nevela, we have Shitas Rabbi Shimon, Shitas Rabbanan. We are asking really our case, the Shitas Kohen Gadol and Almono. Okay, so what's the case here? Kohen Gadol Almono cannot marry sister. Okay, very nice. And he could not marry, never. And then later on, she became Almona. Okay, so Taisves now asks, what's the difference? Why is it Isur Moisif? What extra prohibition comes on her when she is being prohibited? You can say Kohen Gadol. I think you cannot say Kohen Gadol. I think that you cannot say Kohen Gadol because Taisves doesn't say Taisves. Okay, so let's see what you can say. He says Kohen Mashuach Milchama, which is another version of the Kohen Gadol, who has actually all the prohibitions that the Kohen Gadol says. Why he doesn't say Kohen Gadol, we will see. Okay, so he says, Isur Maisif Islay. Okay, so what is with Isur Maisif? Hi, Isur Maisifu. Okay, so this is an Isur Maisif. What is this? Gabi Achaisai. He has the sister. Shari Mekoro Hoyo Isur Mishum Achaisai. So this came first, that for sure she was her sister, so she was forbidden. And later on, Ukshan Isar Melo, Itoi Seflbo Isur Almono. So there came later on this additional
prohibition of an Isur Mo, no? They have a Isur Moisif. Why is it really Isur Moisif? Which case it is? And Isur Moisif, Lagabe Mashuach Milchamo, you have the Kohen, Mashuach Milchamo, who is anointed for the war. He has special tasks before the war to warn the people and such things. She'ein Ayachiv. Okay. So, there are two Kayanim Gadailim, so to speak, here. The real Kayan Gadol and this Mashuach Milchama. And it says, Kol Anoshim Asuras LeKayan Gadol Asuras Af LeMashuach Milchama. So, the Mashuach Milchama is an important Kayan. So, since it's an important Kayan, then this means he's not allowed to marry an Almona. And since the sister later on became a widow, this means now Mashuach Milchama, you cannot marry her. Up until this point you could have, but now you cannot. So this you see here is Isur Moisif, which is Isur Moisif. Mashuach Milchama, Mashuach Milchama cannot marry this, but so an additional Isur is put on this lady. So this means that provided Rabbi Shimon has a concept of Isur Moisif, okay, Israel, he doesn't have, but Israel, Maisif, maybe he doesn't. So, why does it not? So, Yesh Laimar, very simple answer, the Israel Bebraisa Acheres, the Rabbi Shimon, Afilu Israel, Maisif, Leislay. Okay, so if you look up carefully, you find such a source for it. No Israel, Maisif for Rabbi Shimon. Very simple. If this would be the solution, I would not be happy to present this concept to you. Taisfes has another solution which is looks more interesting. Inami, there's an alternative explanation. Yesh Loimar, you can say also Nehachi Maisei. So this is how it says Kevan the Rabbi Shimon Leisle Isur Chal Isur. Since Rabbi Shimon, we know he doesn't have the concept of Isur Chal Isur. Afal Gav the Ave Isur Chamur Al Isur Chal. Okay, so he doesn't have Isur, so he's stringent about it. In this case, Rabbi Shimon says, I don't hold Isur Maisif. I don't hold Isur Chal Isur. Even in a case when I could have good reason to have Isur Chal Isur. Why? Because it's Isur Chamor. Rabbonim say, yes, Isur Chamor, we believe Isur Chal. Not so important. No Isur Chal Isur. But it's Isur Chamor here. So, you see that Rabbi Shimon is quite as strict in this case. It says, in this respect, it is similar, the two cases, Isur Chamor, Chal, Isur Kal. No. By the case of Yom Kippur, you have just learned the Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold Isur Chal Isur, even in a case of an Isur Chamor. Yes. The Lochar Isur Yom HaKippurim Shehi Bekores Al Isur Navei Lo Shehi Belav. For sure, the Yom Kippur was a more stringent thing, and Rabbi Shimon, even though he could not accept this, Belav, Hachi Islam LeMeimar, so, hence we have to say, the list of Isur Moisif VeIsur Kal, Al Isur Chamor. Okay, so how do we separate this? Hachi Islam LeMeimar. So this is why we have to say, so since we see that Rabbi Shimon is quite stringent about this issue, the list of Isur Chamor, Isur Moisif. So he doesn't have Isur Moisif. Isur Kal, Isur Chamor. What is this? He doesn't have Isur Moisif, but Isur Kal, Isur Chamor. I don't know why he switched. Now the order. He doesn't have Isur Moisif, but Isur Kal, Isur Chamor. He the Kayan Godel, Shebo Al Achoyse Amono. So this I have to see. Yes, for sure. We have to switch it. Because it's Kayan Godel, Shebo Al Achoyse Amono is the reverse case as we've seen already. So first you have Achoyse, which is Chamor. Then you have Isur Kal. So he says, even if I don't know, if I don't have it written, I have no written source about Rabbi Shimon's opinion about Isur Moisif. Okay. But I can figure it out on myself, he says. I can reason it, do the reasoning about it. Okay, so about Isur Kal, Isur Chamor, he says like, okay, I'm stringent about it. No Isur Kal, Isur. Even in a case of Isur Chamor, when there is more reason. Okay, so in an Isur Chamor, when the Isur Chamor comes later, there is more reason to say that there is Isur Kal, Isur. Okay, so what's the case with Isur Moisif? Okay, Isur Moisif maybe you have. Okay, but in the other case, in the reverse case, of Isur Kal coming later, then it's less reason already to say that he holds like Isur Moisif. Okay, it can be, but there is less reason to say that he holds like Isur Moisif in a case. Okay, maybe he said, maybe you have Isur Moisif in a case when the Isur Chomer comes later, but not in a case when Isur Kal comes later, because this is already this more stringent one. So if he doesn't accept the more lenient one in Isur, so we don't step such, don't do that, such big steps. Okay, if he doesn't believe this is so strict that he doesn't believe in the case of Isur Chal Isur in the more stringent, then in the more lenient case, okay, he may be this one he believes, but not two steps at a time. So first you have to say, okay, maybe Isur Chamor is, but not like this. Okay, so this is how you could have deduced. Yeah, like guessing about his opinion about the case of Isur Moisif when you have no written sources, but actually we do have. So this was really a practicing of our abilities of reasoning.